Let's talk about dynamic communication. You know, the kind of communication that's not set in stone. It's adaptable, interactive, and responsive to the moment. Unlike a scripted or one-size-fits-all approach, dynamic communication lets you adjust on the fly based on the people you're talking to and the situation you're in. It's all about listening, giving timely feedback, and tweaking your tone or message as the conversation evolves. Presentation skills are a game changer, especially if you're in sales or stepping into a leadership role within your organization. It's something I've been focusing on a lot with my clients who've moved up into those big leadership positions. Being able to present your ideas clearly and confidently can really set you apart, whether you're pitching to clients, leading a team, or communicating with executives. It's not just about what you say, but how you say it that makes all the difference. Being dynamic in your communication helps you answer questions, clear up misunderstanding, and keep things moving forward in a productive way. It's sort of about making sure that your communication isn't just heard, but actually connects and resonates with the people you're talking to. Let's talk about, how you can improve your presentation skills. Let me share with you a few tips. Get to know your audience. Before you even start, take a little time to understand who you're talking to. What are they into? How much do they already know? And what are they expecting from you? Once you've got that figured out, try to match your style to theirs. Whether they're experts or just starting out, make sure your vibe connects with them. Keep it interactive. Don't just talk at people, get them involved. Throw out some questions during your talk and keep them engaged. And remember, visuals and stories can really help bring your points to life. Use tools like polls, quick surveys, or even a live Q&A to keep the energy up. Stay flexible. Pay attention to your audience reaction. Are they nodding along or do they look lost? Be ready to adjust your approach if needed. If something isn't landing, don't be afraid to change it. Change it up and try explaining it another way. Use your body language. Now, this is a part that is super, super important when you're trying to really work on your presentation skills. So we just got to dig a bit deeper in here. Eye contact is super important. So look people in the eye. It's one of the best ways to connect with your audience and keep them engaged. Plus, it shows you're confident and really believe in what you're saying. Use open gestures. Keep your arms open and relaxed, not crossing them over your chest, for instance. Open gestures make you seem approachable and more engaging. And when you want to emphasize a point, use your hands to help highlight it. Don't forget to stand tall. Good posture is key. Stand up straight, shoulders back, and avoid slouching. When you look confident, your audience will feel confident in you too. And don't forget to keep your feet grounded. It helps you stay balanced and in control. Move with purpose. Walking around the stage can be powerful. Just make sure you're doing it with intention. Don't pace back and forth aimlessly. Instead, move to specific spots when you want to make a key point, and then plant yourself there for a moment. Smile and be expressive. Your face tells a story too. A genuine smile can make you seem more approachable and enthusiastic, while other facial expressions should match the tone of your voice. So if you're passionate about something, let it show. Control your hands. Keep hand movements purposeful and avoid fidgeting with things like pens or your clothing. Use gestures to add emphasis and clarity, like showing size or direction, but don't overdo it. Your hands should support your message, not distract from it. Watch your pace. Don't rush your movement. Fast gestures can make you look nervous. Slow down. Move with intention and pose when you need to. Posing before a big point not only adds drama, but gives your body language time to reinforce your words. Face your audience. Always face your audience, even if you're pointing to something on a slide. This keeps you connected with them. When someone asks a question, make sure you turn your whole body toward them so it shows you're engaged and you're listening to them. It's important to think about synchronizing your voice and your body. So your voice and body language should be in harmony. If you're getting louder for emphasis, let your gestures match that intensity. Mix up your tone and body language to keep things dynamic and interesting. But don't forget, stay calm under pressure. We all have nervous habits, you know. Sometimes we can tap our foot, you know, but try to keep them in check, you know. Deep breaths can really help calm those nerves and project confidence. The calmer you are, the more composed your body language will be. So these were a few points I wanted to share with you around body language specifically. Now, going back to the general tips around, you know, your presentation skills. Another point is active listening. When someone asks questions or shares a thought, really listen. Give a thoughtful response that shows you're paying attention. And if people seem confused, address it right away. Clear communication is a two-way street. It's important to tell a good story. So structure your presentation like a story. Start strong, build up to the key points, and finish with something memorable. Personal stories can make your message more relatable and easier for people to remember. Use technology wisely. Technology can really add a lot of things to your presentation if you use it right. Videos, slides, and other tools can make your message pop, but don't overdo it and always have a backup plan in case something goes wrong. Last but not least, wrap up with style. Before you finish, make sure to summarize your key points so they stick. Then end up with a clear call to action. Something that encourages your audience to take the next step, whether it's asking questions, providing feedback, or following up later. Last but not least, it is important that after your presentation, don't forget to ask for feedback. Find out what worked and what didn't, and use that to make your next presentation even better. So reflecting on your performance is key to continuous improvement. So just to wrap up nicely, let's summarize the key points around, you know, those tips on improving presentation skills. The first is to get to know your audience. Keep it interactive, stay flexible, so you need to pay attention to your audience reaction. Use your body language. Now, we went very deep into key things to watch out for. Listen actively. So make sure that you pay attention to those questions. Tell a good story. Use technology wisely and wrap up with style. And don't forget to reflect and grow after. So now that you've sharpened your presentation skill, it's time to put them to work. Next time you've got a meeting, a pitch, or even a team huddle, use what you've learned today. The more you practice, the more confident you'll get. So jump in and start making an impact with your presentation. And hey, if you ever need a little extra help or have any questions, I'm here for you. Keep practicing, keep growing, and watch how your communication takes you to the next level.